This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Walking Dead premiere drew a horde of 17 million Americans and a massive 8.4 rating in the advertiser-coveted 18 to 49-year-old demographic. Compared to the season 6 opener, that's 2.37 million more viewers. No surprise here, after 1.5 years of the presidential election, we all feel like zombies. In other Walking Dead news, AMC and games developer Next Games said they will tightly integrate the Walking Dead No Man's Land game with the TV series. For the first time, gamers will be able to unlock exclusive weekly content featuring new playable characters on Mondays, the night after they appear on the show. The game also will feature bonus themes, special cuts, and behind-the-scenes videos. Now that's scary good! Suicide Squad's Margot Robbie is in final negotiations to join Sony's new retelling of the classic children's tale, Peter Rabbit. Late-night talk show host James Corden will voice the title character, with Rose Byrne also on board to star. It will be a combo of live-action and animation. The adaptation will be made at Animal Logic, the Sydney-based animation and visual effects production studio behind the Lego Movie. The tale of Peter Rabbit was first published in 1902. Peter Jackson and his Lord of the Rings and Hobbit team have found their next film project with their long-in-development adaptation of Mortal Engines. Christian Rivers will direct. The movie is Rivers' first major directing job, having spent the majority of his 25-year career working closely with Jackson. Rivers won a Visual Effects Academy Award for his work on the 2005 film King Kong. He also recently served as second unit director on the remake of Pete's Dragon. Justin Lin, the director behind the Fast and Furious franchise, is working with the company Machinima to bring back Knight Rider as a digital series. Knight Rider is an iconic franchise whose concepts of artificial intelligence and autonomous vehicles were science fiction in the 1980s and are now science fact, said Machinima CEO Chad Goodstein. Congrats to Justin! Jay-Z will perform in Cleveland at a concert aimed at getting out the vote among young African Americans and in support of Hillary Clinton. On the eve of the last presidential election, Jay-Z partnered up with Bruce Springsteen for an Obama event in Columbus, Ohio that drew 15,000 people. We hear that NBA star LeBron James will also appear. At his concert in Birmingham, England last week, Justin Bieber addressed the crowd saying, "Can you guys do me a favor? Can you guys just relax for about 2 seconds? I get it, but I'm like 2 feet away from you and I can hear you. I appreciate all the love, it's amazing, but can you show it in a different way? Screaming is just so obnoxious." Then at another concert in Manchester, Bieber was interrupted yet again with screams and he walked off the stage. He did return later, but really, Justin? I think the singer needs a rest. A nice, long rest. In other big tour news, Depeche Mode have announced the first leg of the Global Spirit Tour. The summer 2017 European Stadium Tour will see the band play to more than 1.5 million fans in 32 cities in 21 countries across Europe. Then they'll continue on to North and South America. No Asian or Australian dates have been announced as yet. Glenn Close has announced her Broadway return in Sunset Boulevard, the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical in which she will reprise the role of Norma Desmond that won her a 1995 Tony Award. Close starred in the Broadway premiere of Sunset Boulevard, which was so highly anticipated at the time that it racked up legendarily massive advance sales. The Broadway staging will open at the Palace Theater in New York in February. It's been nearly 70 years since Zelda Fitzgerald died in a fire at a hospital in North Carolina. But the Jazz Age icon and wife of author F. Scott Fitzgerald is suddenly all the rage here in Hollywood. There are two competing film projects fronted by Jennifer Lawrence and Scarlett Johansson. You may not know this, but Zelda was an accomplished author in her own right who competed with her domineering husband before her life descended into madness. She was eventually diagnosed with schizophrenia and institutionalized. Both films are set for a 2017 release. Is Jimmy Fallon's boozing out of control? There have been many rumors swirling about the late-night talk show host. According to an insider, Fallon was warned to cut back on his boozing by NBC chiefs. The source said, quote, "There were fears that Fallon was out of control and something could happen while he's out drinking. Things got so serious at one stage that execs feared that Jimmy was splitting up with his wife over his drinking, but they patched things up." Well, we'll keep you plastered. Posted. Pete Burns, founder and singer of the British band Dead or Alive, died Sunday of a massive cardiac arrest. He was 57. Dead or Alive was formed by Burns in 1980 and is best known for its 1985 single, You Spin Me Round. Sadly, Burns underwent more than 300 plastic surgery operations and was left horribly disfigured. Burns appeared on Celebrity Big Brother, as well as several shows where he discussed his cosmetic surgery, including Pete Burns' Cosmetic Surgery Nightmares and The Body Shocking Show. R.I.P. Pete Burns.
The Trash Bin.
Well, that didn't take long. Singer Ciara just shared the news that she and her new husband, Russell Wilson, are expecting their first child together. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback had been showing off Instagram birthday love for his singer wife all day long, but he left it up to her to break the news that they're expecting. She just recently dropped a long legal fight with her ex, rapper Future, over custody of their child. They will share custody. Congrats, I think.
The news wrap-up.
Kodak launched a smartphone with a souped-up camera as the firm continues on the path to reinvent itself after bankruptcy. MasterCard is launching Facebook Messenger chatbots in early 2017 to improve their customer service experience. YouTube, Hulu, and AT&T are getting into the live streaming TV game. The NBA has renewed their Snapchat pact, planning to boost content nearly threefold this season.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Boo! A Madea Halloween stays on top for a second week.
The number one album.
Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne, enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is back on top.
The number one fiction book.
John Sanford's Escape Clause is the new number one book.
L.A. band Maroon 5, fronted by Adam Levine, who's also a longtime judge on The Voice, has sold more than 70 million singles and 20 million albums. It sure has been a long time since their first album came out in 1997, sold only 5,000 copies, with the record label dropping them after only 1 month. Well, the joke was on them. Here's Maroon 5 with their brand new single and song of the week, Don't Wanna Know.
Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Oh, no, I can't take it. Baby, every place I go reminds me of you.
That was LA's own Maroon 5 with the song of the week, Don't Wanna Know. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z.
And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.